It is 12:21 these days. Kids become technologically savvy soon after they learn how to walk, and that's great, but is it the best way to prepare children for reading and writing? Deborah Kotz writes about it. She's a Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe, and she joins us live now to talk about it. Hey, Deborah.
Hi there.
So is all this high-tech stuff helping kids learn the basics like reading and writing?
Well, I think, you know, definitely it's helping. You know, there are a lot of great tools, even for kids with learning disabilities, that can help them learn these kinds of technologies and you know, aid them. However, they also do need to have the tactile sensation of real books. And some parents are just not buying them as often because they can get them, you know, on e-books, and they can get these games. You know, they may not be buying those cardboard wooden puzzles or, you know, other kinds of even some, like, simple art projects that kids can cut out shapes because so much is done on the computer. And some occupational therapists are a little concerned that kids are not getting, you know, the kind of tactile sensations that they need for proper brain development.
And by tactile sensations, you mean like holding a pencil, something that simple?
Exactly, holding a pencil, getting your fingers, you know, sticky with glue, you know, cutting and pasting and coloring and grabbing a thick piece of chalk and scribbling on the sidewalk, things like that. And some parents may think, oh, this is so obvious. But I do think that, you know, we are relying more and more on computers and technologies. They've got iPads for toddlers now. So, I mean, I think that, you know, a lot of people think, wow, that this is, you know, this is great. This is really educational for my child, forgetting that we really have to go back to some of the basics and give them the opportunity to explore with their hands, with their feet, with their bodies.
All of this sounds like common sense. It just sounds like we parents have gotten away from what their own parents taught them when they were little.
Exactly. And some of it, too, is coming from pediatricians. You know, we're told that we should put our babies to bed on their backs, that it's safer. It's a safer position that way. However, what's happening now is that very few babies are getting tummy time. So they're not, you know, they are crawling, but a lot of them are not being placed on their tummies before they're crawling. They're not pushing up on their hands and getting that back and neck development. Also, you know, when our toddlers start to walk, we discourage them from crawling. I mean, we don't want them crawling through puddles. And there are a lot of these sort of gyms that were around 10 or 20 years ago, these indoor gyms that aren't around anymore. So kids aren't getting a lot of crawling time. So things like that parents can be encouraging, some things that may not seem like common sense. You know, when your kid starts to walk, they should also have some crawling activities to keep those muscles strong.
So are some babies walking before crawling?
Well, crawling is not actually a developmental stage, so babies can certainly learn to walk before they crawl. It's not one of those things that they have to do before they can learn to walk. And, you know, certain kids just, you know, pop up and start walking one day. But I do think that, you know, certainly what this expert told me is that it is important for kids to have that crawling time. There's a lot of brain development that goes on during the first 5 years of life. You know, the brain starts to really prune back some of the connections and figure out what it needs to have in order to function properly. And if the kids are not getting these sorts of inputs, if they're not crawling, if they're not, you know, handling pencils and developing their fine motor skills with their hands and gross motor skills by walking and jumping, then the brain may think, oh, I don't really need to do that, and not develop those connections. So a lot of this sort of programming that's happening in these first few years is very reliant on what kids are exposed to.
Thanks a lot, Deborah.
My pleasure.
Deborah Kotz, Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe. It's 12:25.